In June, the City of Columbus won a $40 million U.S. Department of Transportation grant as part of the Smart Cities Challenge. More than 70 cities submitted applications. Columbus Public Service Deputy Director and Smart Columbus Program Manager Aparna Dial says the grant will help Columbus define and deploy futuristic innovative technologies. Dial envisions Columbus as the epicenter for intelligent transportation systems, while also improving neighborhoods lacking technology, like Linden.
So a lot of the coaxial infrastructure in the neighborhood is lacking, cannot be upgraded, so the Wi-Fi access is spotty, right? Let's start with smart streetlights with LED motion sensor technology. So it makes it more walkable, increases safety, and we're going to put Wi-Fi infrastructure so that the residents can have free internet access. The other thing that we're going to do is put neighborhood hubs, which will have information about transportation options. We're going to extend bike share and car share options. But one of the most exciting things is that we're going to have kiosks where you can take this cash and convert it into a smart payment card that they can use to pay for all options, whether it's bus or like car share services like Uber or Lyft, which they don't have access to unless you have a debit or a credit card. You can't use those services.
Dial says she hopes the smart payment card will also be an option in grocery stores. Also in the grant package, $10 million from Seattle-based Vulcan Incorporated. Columbus Partnership President and CEO Alex Fisher says those funds have a specific purpose.
That $10 million is all around the electrification economy. And much of the research that we've committed to at Ohio State and with American Electric Power, as well as the programs in the private sector, are very specifically geared to the electrification goals. We're not ready to unveil them right now, but, you know, we're talking about programs with dealers in Columbus, electric charging stations, adoption strategies with our employers, CEO commitments to drive electric vehicles, employee program inside our companies to incentivize electric vehicles. And so we're behind right now as a community, as a city, as it relates to electrification adoption and use. And this grant very specifically is going to jumpstart a whole host of activities in series. So I'll give you a simple example. If you go to the Tesla website, which I've done, dreaming about their particular car, and you click on their website, give me the certified electrician that can install a charging station. One doesn't exist in Ohio.
The city also raised another $90 million through public and private partnerships. While there are admittedly limited specifics, Fisher urges patience as the city embarks on a four-year process.
Tomorrow, we're not going to have a bunch of autonomous vehicles running around Columbus. Actually, autonomous vehicles don't work very well in the snow. You will see as a part of this some autonomous tests, likely at Easton, likely on the Ohio State campus, small bus-like transit vehicles that are moving people around. But more importantly, what you're going to see is us in the conversation of what the vehicle of the future is going to look like.
Fisher anticipates this fall as the final engineering phase, with more specifics and project timelines by March. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.